The world premiere of Two Ways Home is tomorrow night there in Hollywood. Talk a little about your excitement level.
Oh, my excitement level. My excitement level is huge. I am so thankful that a movie from Iowa has made it to the big screen in Hollywood. And nonetheless, at the legendary Chinese theater here in Hollywood, which is one of the classic original places, I think, as you move out to here from Iowa to Los Angeles, the one place that you imagine your film could never go is on the screen of the Chinese theater. So, and to boot, I've got all of my Iowans from the cast coming in, and crew, not all of them, but a lot of them coming in to celebrate and to watch the premiere.
And you're talking
huge. It's huge.
Well, you're talking when we're off tape. I mean, it's the whole big deal with the searchlights and the red carpet.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Red carpet, searchlights, great names walking the carpet and celebrating the movie. Who know what it's like to get a movie actually up on the screen. So, like, it's wonderful. It's like a community. It's like the opening of a community theater play, basically, but a little bit bigger.
Now, you're a Mason City gal. You've done a lot for Iowa Films. You've helped. You co-founded the Iowa Independent Film Festival. You founded Project Cornlight. You were able to get this film shot here. Was it entirely in Iowa? And where all did you shoot? And how long ago?
I've been shooting it. We've been working on it for 7 years now, maybe 7 or 8 years now. And we shot in Forest City and Mason City, and it was. It was a film incentive program that I started to help to generate more people and more eyes on the state of Iowa, because I felt like as a filmmaker, I saw a lot of films being made in Hollywood, in Iowa from Hollywood, but people came out from Hollywood, namely to either just use Iowa as a background and shipped a lot of the talent and the crew from Hollywood. So there wasn't a lot of local hiring going on, or people were using Iowa as, I mean, the stories from Iowa mainly as a sort of plant for the background of horror films, or and didn't really have the story landscape of Iowa, and it didn't fully represent a lot of the stories and the strong stories and the strong people that I knew in Iowa growing up there. So this script was written by Richard Shino, who's an Iowan, and cast locally. We held six different casting calls around the state of Iowa, and we utilized all film crew, all local film crew, and all Iowa cast. And so it has been an amazing experience and very difficult experience to get it into post-production, get it through post-production, but now it is finally finished.
You're playing a woman, Kathy, with bipolar disorder. She's facing a series of emotional family challenges with her grandfather, with your 12-year-old daughter. Talk a little about how you got into Kathy's shoes.
The fascinating thing was I wanted to do a story that highlighted mental health. Being from a state that I think Iowa is, people are incredibly aware about current political issues, and I'm really proud to be from Iowa. I think I wanted to portray an issue that I think doesn't get enough attention and coverage nationally. And so I wanted to make the character a strong woman. I didn't want to hit the bipolar angle on the head so that it became an annoying sort of highlight of someone dealing with bipolar disorder. But I wanted to make it a story about a woman with adversity who has the sort of Midwestern strength that I grew up with, being from Mason City in northern Iowa, having known so many women who are growing up with eight aunts who have so much strength, and knowing so many women who have dealt with adversity and being a single mother and, depression or anxiety or what have you. So I wanted to just focus on the way that this woman used all of her resources to keep her family together, and not so much on the bipolar issue. But I wanted to bring that into the forefront too, because I wanted to show that having a mental illness does not necessarily mark you as having a handicap, it actually can bring strength and hope into a person's life and create who they are and create a hopeful message as they move forward in life and make them more of a fighter and a superhero than who they were before the whole family gathered around them and before they faced their adversity.
Your name is in the credits at least three times in the movie. You're the lead actress, co-writer of the screenplay, and a producer. Do any of those three hats or others seem to fit you the best?
Yeah, that's because I'm a control freak. No, it's no. I love doing everything. And again, I think that comes from my Iowa roots, where it's wanting to make sure that everything gets done right. And it's wanting to not sit back and watch things get done for me, but to have a hand in everything. My dad, who's in Mason City, helped me produce this, which was such a joy. He and I did so much of this movie together. And we filmed on a family farm in northern Iowa. My mom helped set dress. It was my aunt and my uncle's family farm. My dad and my mom were running and getting craft services and subways and popsicles and picking people up from the airport. And, doing something I've learned with a smaller budget and with your family is, and I think this is very Iowan as well, is something that shows up in the end as having huge heart and huge staying power and is a force to be reckoned with beyond all forces, especially artistically, in art. And my dad has always helped me as I started in children's theater in Iowa. He encouraged me to go to the University of Iowa. He never, ever called me stupid for going after, a career that was kind of iffy and being an actor. And so just getting the whole job done and making sure that every angle of the film is done and done right and everybody's happy and the project is seen through to being what I hoped it would be, which is a positive project about growth and hope and family. You do what you have to do to get it done, and that's the Iowan way, pretty much.
This is an independent film, so how's the distribution thing work as far as when we're going to be able to see it here in Iowa at some point?
Well, that's a big kicker. So now that it's opening, we find a distributor. And the reason that we're having the premiere out here is hopefully we will land a distributor next, and then it will be put into a theatrical distribution. So definitely the next step for me and what I've made promises for a lot of people to do is to premiere it in Garner, Iowa, as it was filmed in Forest City, Mason City, Garner, and there's a lot of people whose houses and hearts and gave us free help and trailer homes and that were so nice to lend a helping hand for this movie, the Forest City Pool. So we're going to be definitely first on our map. We'll be premiering it in Iowa after this premiere at the Chinese Theater.
So all of that, I didn't really hear a date or anything yet. So it's all still in the works?
So yes, that's all still in the works. It's kind of a touch and go game with films and distribution. At first, you have to make sure that the movie gets seen, and then the next step is inviting distributors and making sure that somebody gets interested and picks it up. So we have Netflix, and we have Lifetime interested. It would be a great film for Lifetime. So we'll see what happens next, and then that should be soon to follow. I'd say within the next 6 months. So it's all a process.